The grace of God in Christ Jesus, poured out in every gift of the Holy Spirit, be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, your loving kindness always goes before us and follows after us. Summon us into your light and direct our steps in the ways of goodness that come through the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Please be seated as we listen to the word proclaimed.
A reading from Isaiah. There will be no gloom for those who are in anguish. In the former time, the Lord brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, ye have broken as on the day of Midian. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 27 responsively. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing I ask the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek God in the temple. For in the day of trouble, God will give me shelter. Hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary and raise me high upon a rock. Even now my head is lifted up above my enemies who surround me. Therefore I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me. My heart speaks your message. Seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from 1 Corinthians. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, I belong to Apollo, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanus. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Word of God, word of life.
Thank you, God.
Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now Jesus heard that John had been baptized, and he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in his synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember a makeup mirror that my mother had on her dresser when I was growing up. And my sister and I were mesmerized by this mirror. It had lights all around it. And you could turn the dial and change the settings on the lights. There was a setting for day and office and home and evening. It was quite the mirror. The daytime setting was so bright, it showed every wrinkle and every imperfection in your face, and there was nothing that could be hidden on that day setting. But turn it to the evening, and it gave a soft glow, and all of the imperfections of the face kind of were in the background, in the shadows, and just a beautiful glow to the face on that evening setting. I think Jesus is that kind of light. Not a powerful searchlight hunting for every flaw and imperfection. Jesus is a simple person, a forgiver of souls, a gentle light, like a soft glow that sees every human face in that wonderful light. We hear this passage from the prophet Isaiah that's quoted word for word in the Gospel of Matthew. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned. Jesus is the great light. He's relief from the gloom of sin that we all sit in. Jesus is divine brilliance. But the Matthew Gospel turns that light from the daytime brilliant setting down to that evening setting. After Matthew announces that the light has come into the world, he shows us Jesus simply walking along the beach, just like an ordinary person. You know, the Sea of Galilee is about 13 miles long, 7 miles wide, a big lake that provided a livelihood for many people in the area. And there's Jesus on that shore, just strolling along like an ordinary person. How can the great light of God's kingdom be just like you or me taking a stroll along the beach? It definitely sounds more like the single candlelight setting rather than the fluorescent setting. How is Jesus going to attract followers if he's so ordinary? We hear about these two sets of brothers who drop everything and go after Jesus. Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, and then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, or as Jesus would later call them, sons of thunder. These men are not stupid. They were accomplished fishermen, and they were busy about their trade. They wouldn't just drop everything to follow anybody. Jesus must have been a very appealing person. Did those brothers see Jesus as a great light? Did they somehow know that this darkness in their lives would be dispelled by the brightness of Jesus? As we read this lesson, it seems that Jesus is not a fluorescent searchlight, but a quiet glow, a compelling candle in the window. The only thing these brothers knew is that they wanted to be with Jesus. That light was calling them in some way. I like this image of Jesus calling. His light didn't intrude on the precious cranny of persons' lives like a spotlight, like that daytime setting on my mother's makeup mirror, showing every imperfection. Jesus didn't have armies that came, preceded him into the city to wipe out all of his enemies along the way. His light is not a bolt of lightning that strikes someone unawares. Rather, the light of Jesus is like that candle flame, a smoldering wick that the hurricane force winds could not, although time after time tried to put out. There is power in that image of Christ's light. Indeed, Jesus is the great light that dawned in the darkness, but in a simple and an ordinary way. A baby in Bethlehem, a child in Nazareth, an ordinary person taking a stroll on the beach in Capernaum. Yesterday we celebrated here the memorial service for Bonnie Bloom, and we moved our Paschal candle from its place near the font to the front of the church, where the flame on that candle could be seen burning through the whole service. We light that candle at funerals and at baptisms as a sign that in the waters of baptism, darkness has been cast aside by the marvelous light, the marvelous grace of God. The waters of baptism bring life where death casts its dark shadow, and nothing can quench that flame. Not even death can quench that light of Christ. On the altar, we light candles as Jesus is the light of the world and gives himself to us in the bread and the wine. He gives himself to us whose lives are so often threatened by the darkness around us. This is where we bring our worries, our fears, our anxiety, all those shadows that darken our lives. And here, God casts light, the light of Christ, upon our darkness. God casts that light through the body of blood of his son Jesus, given for us, for each of us, for all of us. The light of Christ shining like a single candle in the window breaks into our darkness. It's not a searchlight, a bright light that forces us to cover our eyes and to turn away. But rather, it's a constant ray of light that enables us to see our path, to follow that path, to stay on the course. The light of Christ that leads us to the place of God's peace, God's shelter, God's dream. That light that leads us on the path to the kingdom of God. As the light of Christ comes to us, it's not intended for us to hold on to that light in our own container. As the light of Christ shines in us, we are to be like windows through which the light can shine on to others. The light of Christ is a light for our path, a light in our darkness, a guide on our journey through our own particular darkness, but it's at the same time, we are to live our lives in a way that that light can shine, in a way that Christ can be visible to others, so that they too might find that path to God's love. We can't hold the light in. We can't have it all to ourselves. We have to let it shine out. Jesus said as much. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but puts it up on a lampstand so that it gives light to all in the house. You are the light of the world. The light of hope shines through the darkness to us, inviting us to follow Jesus. The light of hope shines through the darkness through us so that those who are in darkness might have hope as well. May the light of Christ illumine every day of your lives, and might you be a bright light, shining brightly for all to see. Amen.